We've been here for, I don't know, 15 years now, the whole festival, and I think nobody actually knows what this statue means.
Karel Och pauses at a stone statue of a woman with an unusual headdress. It's on the stairway at the headquarters of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, of which he is artistic director. The organization's offices are on Panska Street in downtown Prague, directly behind the Holy Cross Church on the bustling Na Příkopě. Our tour of Karel Och's Prague begins at the festival HQ, where he has a cozy office overlooking Panska.
It is quite an unusual place. As you can see, it's connected to the building of a church. And even if you look around, it looks like an old monastery, or at least the rooms have this shape and kind of an atmosphere as well. The reason why I mentioned kind of like a monastery look for this place is connected to 18th century, when the order of Piarists moved here, and they actually founded the church in mid-18th century, and they also established a school and lyceum in the street here. For instance, the famous Czech composer Jakub Jan Ryba studied here as a 15-year-old boy, and then obviously every Czech person knows his Christmas Mass. So it is this strong educational aspect of these places, which we in a way try to incorporate in what we do in terms of the festival program. So the atmosphere is amazing. We cannot really do any changes here because it's kind of a monument and it has this character. So forget about the air conditioning system. Sometimes in the summer it would be great, but...
Well, I was going to ask you, how is it working in a building of this age in the center of Prague?
It's beautiful because the Prague center has a certain atmosphere, and this one small unit of Prague center perfectly reflects that beautiful historical atmosphere. What I always appreciate about Prague is that there is this encounter of different architectural styles or different epochs or from different places meeting in one place, but always with very strong historical kind of vertical or sensation of this heavyweight history in that's what we feel in these places, and actually all the reconstruction works which are being done here and which have been done throughout the last 12 years, which is how long I spent here, need to respect the monumental character of it and try to preserve as much spirit as possible.
Where we're sitting on Panska is very much what they call in Czech a dobrá adresa, a good address. Just a few doors away is the Kaunitsky Palace, which houses the Mucha Museum. And you're also just a few steps away from what I consider, if Prague has a main street, it's the main street, Na Příkopě. How is it for you, or how do you find working in such a location?
Well, from the practical point of view, it's very convenient because using the public transport, you are in this place pretty quickly from everywhere you go. I live outside of town, a small village, so I usually leave my car in the suburbs and take the metro, and it never takes more than 15-20 minutes. It might look different, but it's not really amazingly convenient in terms of, let's say, having lunch in a nice place, which doesn't take too much of your time. I think in that respect, there's still changes to be made. But again, I'd love to go back to the sense of history and aesthetics, and that's one of the most beautiful places I've been to. Speaking of history, not far from here, there is a street called Politických vězňů, of political prisoners, which has a really turbulent history, because up in the very end of the street, which corners with Washingtonova, there is a famous Pečkárna, the Peček Palace, which used to be the Gestapo headquarters, and a lot of people were tortured and died there. It is an irony of history that in the street of political prisoners, the headquarters of the Communist Party are. But, you know, that's how things are nowadays.
Have you been there? Because I've been there, and it's like traveling back in time.
No. I only passed by, and it already feels like it a little bit. So I only saw it from outside.
Perhaps 5 minutes walk away from the offices of the Karlovy Vary Film Festival is the Lucerna Palace, an early 20th century complex, actually a whole city block, built by the grandfather of Václav Havel. The site of Prague's most magnificent cinema, Lucerna's warren of passageways, is also home to restaurants, shops and theatres. But what makes it part of Karel Ox Prague?
This is probably, at least for me, one of the most fascinating buildings in the center of Prague. I believe it has a lot of dark corners I've never visited. Once I saw a film by Juraj Hertz called Passage, which was shot here and takes place here, and I was amazed how many corridors and hidden corners are here. This is a place I've seen a lot of movies in Cinema Lucerna. I've met with a lot of friends here throughout the past 10 years, which I spent in Prague. And we are exactly now 5 meters from the place where my favorite cafe used to be. It was called Popo Cafe Petl, and actually back in 2001 was a place where I took my future wife for the first time in Prague. Back then, I wasn't aware of the fact that she was with someone else, but maybe the positive atmosphere of the cafe got me all encouraged to step in, and we often recall this place. It was a really nice cafe, which would close around 11 p.m., but then there was another small entrance, and we could stay inside and listen to loud music with the bartenders and have a lot of drinks and a lot of fun. So it's really a place with a lot of interesting small shops.
Also, as well as the actual cinema, this whole complex has a strong connection with film.
Of course, with the Havel's family and Miloš Havel, the former owner of Barando Studios and this building, and who was the uncle of the late President Václav Havel, and Václav Havel's brother Ivan and his wife Dagmara Havlová are the current owners of the cinema and the building, I believe, as well. So, and I recently met Mrs. Havlová, and I know from her that she's planning to open a small 50-seat cinema. She cares very much about having film community here and having all kinds of different screenings here. A few weeks ago, I met here with my friend Mark Cousins, the Northern Ireland-born, Edinburgh-based amazing filmmaker who had a masterclass related to the story of film. So yeah, it's lively here. It has still this artistic spirit which it used to have, and all big parties are being held here after the film premieres, etc. So it is a place I visit fairly often.
Do you know, is the cinema here the oldest cinema in Prague?
Actually, we touched this subject with Mark. It might be the, not only in Prague, but I don't want to misinform you, but it definitely is one of the oldest, not only in Prague, I would say, of its kind. And I recently heard about this activity coming from, I believe, from the UK, to create a kind of association of the owners or operators of old cinemas, which are so unlike the multiplexes now, just in order to share their worries and their ideas and to create this kind of alliance against this strong movement, which has a consequence the slow dying of such beautiful cinemas.
The final stop in our tour of Prague is another grand building, the Rondo Cubist Adria Palace on the corner of Jungmanova and Narodni. It turns out that long before he started working in the Karlovy-Vary program department, the Adria played a role in Karel Ox's development as a film buff.
Back in the mid-90s, I used to spend a lot of time here because Ponrepo, which I mentioned before, being cinema of the National Film Archive, before it moved to Bartolomiejska, it actually was here in the second floor, if I'm not mistaken, next to a cafe. And back in those days, I would frequent the law school, but by the mid-90s, I realized it was not my vocation. So I kind of slowed down with studies and decided to work on my English by watching a lot of old American films with Czech subtitles. And
So you started speaking like Humphrey Bogart or somebody like that?
Yeah, like Tony Montana. My father took me to movies. James Cagney. No, it's... You can't easily catch some accents, but no, it actually does help a lot, and I often mention Italy as a place I visit often because of my wife. They have all movies are dubbed there, so that's one of the reasons why they don't really speak well English. Anyway, I remember vividly... certain day of the month, which was by the 15th of the month, I knew that the program for next month was coming, and there was a very sophisticated system of reservation, so I really enjoyed waiting in a cafe for the moment when the program got there, and I would take it and immediately book all my screenings. I always had the bread and some cheese because I didn't have much money to go to restaurants, but those were really strong and beautiful days, and I met a lot of future friends who stayed in the film business, and we remember many screenings together, many silent movie screenings with the live piano accompaniment, etc. So it's a place filled with memories.
And tell me, this is a bit off the subject of film. I presume in the last few years since you became the artistic director of Carlo Vivari International Film Festival that you travel even more than you used to. Does traveling that much, has it impacted how you see Prague?
Of course, I enjoy more being in Prague because, as you said, I spent less time. Also, I have a chance to compare. I mean, I go often to Vienna, I go to Istanbul. I talk often abroad with friends or colleagues from the business about Prague. So I kind of re-appreciate Prague through the opinion of my friends abroad, because obviously Prague is a known city and most of them came here. So, yeah, in a way, I spend more time talking about Prague than in the past when I used to live here more, because now it's maybe half of my time I spent abroad traveling.